The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Hello.
Oh, you son of a every time.
You gotta wait till the music ends.
Yeah. Not now.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Welcome to this week's show, episode 137 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets, Vince, and Mr. Short.
Hello.
On this week's show, we'll discuss politics at Comic Cons, celebrities endorsing violence against Trump and his supporters, the celebrities that are now saying they are for Trump, the sad story of Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
And we will give our top 10 shocking TV reveals and answer your listener questions. Oh, boy. Let's get into this Comic-Con thing. This is just a mess. Told you last week how a couple of comic book artists were going to skip conventions in states that voted for Trump. Well, we have more that are joining in this so-called protest in their own special snowflake way. Matthew Rosenberg, who is going to write Marvel's upcoming Kingpin book, put on Twitter that he will only attend conventions that, quote, donates to charities or helps progressive causes. Conventions, if you want me as a guest in 2017, you need to show me that your con donates to charities or helps progressive causes. I'll come to your show and raise money for local progressive charities too, but I'm not giving my time to your show without that assurance. My work is not your escape from politics, ethics, and beliefs. It's a celebration of them. You don't have to agree with everything I believe in or anything, but I'm making these books for the conversation, and I won't distance myself from that. We can't afford to do that anymore, and obviously I have no interest in doing any shows that aren't inclusive, safe spaces with strong anti-harassment policies. If I am at your show and I see people being harassed and your staff don't do anything about it, I will, and it will suck for all of us.
Wow.
Holy Christ on a crutch.
Who was that?
This is, I have to scroll back up because this fucker talked a lot, Matthew Rosenberg, who is going to write Marvel's Kingpin title.
Rosenjew.
Holy Christ, what a whiny bitch.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Aren't cons where you go to promote yourself?
Yeah, you go to make money.
Yeah. So and you're telling them that they have to conform to you.
Yeah.
Fuck and, you. See you later.
And he wrote that he writes these books for the conversation. No, you write the books for a paycheck.
Yeah.
It's a job. If you weren't getting paid, that's what they call fan fiction. All right?
Hey, that worked.
Did it?
Yeah, it wasn't 50 Shades of Grey originally.
Oh, yeah, it was shit.
Twilight fan fiction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow she got that stuff sold. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, and let's move on to the bigger name in this. Hold on, I lost. Oh, the lovely Mark Waid. This is funny because me and Short were talking about him less than a week ago.
Yeah.
Famous comic book writer. He wrote stuff like Kingdom Come and Daredevil. I think still currently writing Daredevil. And he's writing the Archie book now. Quote, as a straight white male, I carry with me a certain amount of privilege. That doesn't mean I'm diving through a money bin. Privilege doesn't mean I snap my fingers and women come running. What it means is I was born with a pigment and a nationality that makes me safe from hate crimes, from bigotry, from the kind of fear-mongering our president-elect spewed in all 50 states these last 16 months. So I've decided to use that privilege on the convention trail. I think it's a better use of my privilege to go to shows everywhere and help create safe spaces, as many of you already do, and thank you. It's pretty literally the least I can do. I'm not hard to find at shows. Boy, that ain't no shit. He's usually eating. If you're a fan or creator...
Don't fat shame, okay?
You didn't see this motherfucker inhale a slice of pizza.
Hold on. Yeah.
Let me get through this. If you're a fan or creator and are ever, ever made to feel uncomfortable on a convention floor, come find me. If it's a fleeting thing, just come hang out. If, on the other hand, you can point out the aggressors, I will rain hellfire on your behalf. I promise you. Ask anyone. They'll tell you that I'll flip tables on bullies and creeps, and I'll have your back. And while I've never had to use it, I've got enough clout to have hate mongers flat out thrown out of shows. And I'm not above those sorts of nuclear options. Holy Christ.
Yeah, I have his signature.
Yes, you do.
And on my Ku Klux Klan Batman comic book.
Oh my, yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can find Mark Wade. He's usually eating at conventions. Every time we've seen him, he's been eating, and he will just stare at you like he wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Apparently
he was kind of a dick.
Kind of, yeah.
So what's he do?
He's a writer. He's a really famous comic book writer.
Oh, first time I've ever heard of him. Sorry.
Well, and he owns a comic book shop in Indiana.
Yeah, in Muncie.
Oh, he's from Muncie. That figures.
Well, he's not. He married a Ball State professor. And she was from Muncie and worked at Ball State. So he just, you know, moved here there and they opened a comic shop. But hold on. You don't know how bad I want to cosplay as Trump at a convention now. And I had no thoughts of that until all this started.
Yeah.
It's like he wants to be relevant. I mean, that's the main thing. He wants to get his name out there. And two, now you're going to get the people that just want to, you know, poke at you and prod you.
He sounds like a fucking loser.
I'm just not going to buy his books. I don't think I've actually bought a book of his in a long, long time to begin with. But, you know, if companies are going to have... The best way to vote is either at an election or with your money.
Money, you know? Usually works better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If these guys' stuff ain't selling, then they ain't, you know... Business dictates that... Well, this guy's writing doesn't sell books. We're just not going to hire him. So, but yeah, you can't even go to conventions where, you know, the outsiders are supposed to be able to be accepted. Well, now apparently we are outsiders to the outsiders.
I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I didn't vote for Trump because he's white. I voted for him because he was going to get rid of the TPP. He wanted to get out of NAFTA. He wanted to, you know, kind of fix things and get it back to America, you know, where we weren't being sold and bought by everybody else.
Yeah.
And that makes me a racist. I guess that's what I am. So whatever.
Well, somebody, what was it? It was something, it was one of those, Trump settled his Trump University lawsuit thing, you know, for like $25 million. And they're like, can you believe that an incoming president had to settle a lawsuit? I'm like, and I took to Twitter, and this kind of got me in trouble on Twitter, that was like, yeah, can you imagine if Hillary got in and she had to take a plea deal before taking the oath of office?
Yeah, no shit.
So, yeah, that got me in trouble on Twitter. But, all right, speaking of people going after Trump and his supporters, actress Leah DeLaria. Vince, do you know who this is?
Sounds familiar.
She's from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
She's a large woman, militant lesbian, I think would be the proper term. Well, she has found herself in hot water after she wrote on Instagram that she wanted to, quote, take out Republicans and independents with a baseball bat. pick up a baseball bat and take out every fucking Republican and independent I see. Fuck Trump. Fuck the GOP. Fuck straight white America. Fuck your privilege. Isn't that pretty much assault with a deadly weapon?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear that, you know, this is what it's all coming down to now. This, you know. But wait, there's more. Paul Schrader, the screenwriter behind such movies as Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, Last Temptation of Christ, American Gigolo, and the director of the Lindsay Lohan classic movie The Canyons, came out and said, this is what I was worried about, period. I have spent the last 5 days meditating on Trump's election. Upon consideration, I believe this is a call to violence. I felt the call to violence in the 60s, and I feel it now again. We should finance those who support violence resistance. We should be willing to take arms. Like old John Brown, I am willing to battle with my children. Alt-right, nut jobs, swagger, violence. It's time to actualize that violence.
Fuck.
So now, not only, yes, be violent, he's saying, well, now we'll fund your violence.
It's kind of getting hard being right all the time.
It really is. And that he would fight his own kids.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
This is what they wanted. I've said it forever. This is... You noticed Russia's been real cooled with us lately?
Yeah.
China's been real cool. China's just like, well, we'll take over your Hollywood business-wise, and we'll just let you guys handle yourselves. And well, now if the country's going to go into like a friggin' race civil war, kind of makes it easier for the enemies, don't it?
Yeah.
You know, but that's just logic and facts. Speaking of something I never thought I would say ever on this show, Kanye West came out at a show and said he didn't vote, but if he did, it would have been for Trump. And the crowd immediately booed the hell out of him at his own show.
Huh.
I was like, wow. You couldn't have said that before the election, because I'm sure you had something to promote.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce came out for Hillary, and who knows? This is... But then you have Rob Schneider. You know him. The You Can Do It guy.
Yeah.
Well, he came out on Twitter in support of Trump, and man, did he catch some shit. I saw the meme before he tweeted it. But after he tweeted this little statement, he was just attacked. He tweeted out that Democrats haven't been this upset since us Republicans took their slaves. And holy Christ, there it came.
I saw that on Reddit somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it was Republican that freed the slaves. But, you know, I mean, he was getting death threats and shit. So, that's all I have for the celebrity Trump stuff. You want to get into the Shelley Duvall thing? Because this kind of bothered me.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Vince?
Yeah. She looked wonderful.
Oh,
I can't even make fun of Margot Kidder now.
No.
Because now it's Shelley Duvall crazy.
Yeah. Shelley Duvall went on the Dr. Phil show, and I mean, are we saying she's insane? Nobody's that good of an actress. She says that Robin Williams didn't die. He is now a shapeshifter. The sheriff of Nottingham is out to get her. She believes somebody put something inside of her body. Apparently, Dr. Phil tried to get her help. She did go to a treatment facility for a while, but she refused the medication, and she's in a bad, bad state.
Huh. She's been hanging out with Scott Stapp.
she may need the bar.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just that little clip I put in the Facebook group of the, like, the promo for the show, it's just sad. I mean, it's horribly sad to see somebody that far gone. But, Vivian Kubrick. This is the daughter of Stanley Kubrick. She set up a GoFundMe page to help out Shelley Duvall. But you got to kind of look into these things when people magically open up GoFundMes. Because Vivian Kubrick is a Scientologist. And Scientologists hate psychiatry. Just Google Tom Cruise, Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
The location listed for the GoFundMe page is Clearwater, Florida. But see, neither Kubrick nor Shelley Duvall lives in Clearwater. It is, however, the location of the Church of Scientology's business operations. Apparently, she has not had any contact with Shelley Duvall since filming wrapped on The Shining in 1979. They have not kept in touch over the years and were never close. She is not doing this at Shelley Duvall's request, nor is she working with her family. But she is asking for $100,000, not knowing the details of the condition or how much treatment will cost. So that sounds like, hey, do you want to donate to the Scientologists?
Yeah.
And that's
I do
just,
not.
That's just pretty fucking shady. So, Vince, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I can't make fun of Margot Kidder anymore.
you keep going back to that.
I know. Well, I mean, she was crazy. But that was my go-to, man. I can't... Now I got to say Shelley Duvall crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
And then but make Popeye she... references.
He's large! And I'm crazy!
Sorry.
What was that, the imaginary, like, thing from the meat? Or not, that's Roadrunner.
The Jeep.
Fucking A, she sees the Jeep everywhere.
The Jeep's trying to kill me.
Robin Williams is just the Jeep. Oh, God. See, we can make fun of the crazies.
Yeah.
But just don't look at it, because it's a heartbreaking fucking video. It's, and of course, Dr. Phil's under fire. Oh, you're exploiting her. She came to him. You know, her family and her came to him to get help. So, but all right, you want to do the quick little entertainment rundown thing here?
Yes.
Okay, it's just me and you, sir. You ready?
What happened to the other guy?
He had to take a timeout.
He's got a poop.
Yeah. All right, Marvel Comics announced that Darth Maul will be getting his own standalone series and that it will take place before the events of Episode 1.
Oh, my.
They have also, in the newest edition of Falcon Cap comic, came out and mentioned that one time Steve Rogers' sidekick, Demolition Man, or D-Man. This is the guy that looked like Wolverine, but he had a big red D on his chest. If you kind of remember him.
I thought Demolition Man was Sylvester Stallone.
It was a good movie, yeah. But yeah, apparently... You smashed a Wesley Snipes. Yeah. It's racist. Yeah. Frozen, many turned white. Yeah.
How do you learn karate when I know how to knit now?
Exactly. I love that movie. But apparently, D-Man is gay and always has been.
He loves the D.
Yeah, exactly. That was the G. Yeah. You're amazing. Also, America Chavez from A-Force and Ultimates is going to get her own series. And Marvel is really going to push this comic. And they're going to, like they have been doing with the Miss Marvel Kamala Khan thing. They're going to play up the fact that the character is Latina, powerful, and gay. And that apparently the character has feelings for Kate Bishop, who's the new female Hawkeye. But the series, this is another way they're going to push it, is going to be written by a gay Latina author. gay, gay, Marvel gay.
Yay.
Exactly.
Everybody gay.
Everybody loves the same parts. So that's Marvel Comics. Marvel TV. This was kind of a big story and kind of a surprise. Marvel has taken what was the first announced to be a movie. This is The Inhumans. And they announced that it will be a TV series. In a deal reached between Disney and IMAX, under the agreement, a version that combines the first two episodes of Marvel's The Inhumans will be shot entirely with IMAX cameras and will play exclusively for 2 weeks next September on IMAX screens worldwide. Therefore, shortly thereafter, the episodes will be edited to include additional scenes, will run on ABC with new installments, you know, weekly like you're supposed to do on a TV series. So, I think Inhumans will work better as a TV series because there are so many characters. And it's basically a family... It's a family struggle type show with powers. And it would be really hard to do it all in a movie. So, what do you think? You going to watch The Inhumans? Give it a shot?
Yeah.
Are there gay people in it?
No, there's a 6-foot dog named Lockjaw that's psychic.
Oh.
Sold. Fuck yeah.
Sold.
And is he going to be on the show, though?
I think
he kind of has to be.
Yeah. There's, I think, three characters that kind of have to be on the show, and it's Black Bolt, Medusa, and Lockjaw. But, oh yeah, your lead character can't talk. There's that, too. So that'll be fun. Vince, you're a Trek nerd.
Mm.
I want to get your thoughts on this next thing. I saw that CBS came out and said that the reason the Star Trek Discovery will be on their streaming app is because they don't think it would get good ratings on TV.
No, of course not. Why would you want to watch Star Trek on TV?
The sci-fi shows will not get good broadcast TV ratings is why they decided instead.
Yeah, because of their shitty history. That was sarcasm.
I know, but I think you have a point. That's kind of what they were. They didn't take it sarcastically, though. But they could have popped such good ratings. You play up, it's the return of Star Trek.
I want Star Trek back.
Yeah, we're going to get it on their app because they don't think it's going to be good enough. Which just, that kind of shoots them in the foot, though, don't it? It's kind of, they're already going, well, it's not that good.
Well, they could do like a 6-episode run on like Amazon or whatever their app or whatever.
Yeah.
And then gauge it from there. See how many people pay to watch it and then put it on TV.
Yeah. It could, but as a Trek fan, CBS just kills me sometimes. Paramount. Okay, next thing, CW has announced that starting on January 24th, Legends of Tomorrow will be moving from Thursdays to Tuesdays. They're going to put it behind the Flash. So hopefully that'll kind of boost up the ratings. There's some show that comes on after the Flash is going to be canceled. And so this is going to take that spot. It looks like the BBC want to have what they're calling a clean slate for Doctor Who starting in 2018. So this most likely means we are going to get a new Doctor and a new companion after this upcoming season. So they want to get their popularity and ratings back up, and they don't think what they have currently will do that.
Nice.
Let's see. Paramount Pictures and Charon Entertainment have acquired the rights to The Green Hornet. Gavin O'Connor is set to direct a film that will overhaul the image of Britt Reed into an edgy protagonist capable of being the catalyst for a new franchise. Did you watch the Seth Rogen one?
No.
I started to, and I couldn't do it. It was, the casting was wrong to me.
Yeah.
I can't. Get, you know, he doesn't he's not the hero type. You have to have, you have to cast, your lead has to be at least cast right. So,
right.
But I like, you know, the Green Hornet story and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that can turn into something. Vince, it's video game movie time.
Yay. What, Sam, what are they going to ruin now?
Actually, I don't know. Sam Raimi, you like him.
I like him.
He was supposed to be doing this Last of Us movie. But he has said that it is stuck in a standstill and will not be moving forward anytime soon.
No shit.
So it is pre-production hell.
Imagine that.
Yep. So we're not going to be getting a Last of Us movie probably within the next 2 to 3 years.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What can you do?
We can go to the next story. Relativity Media has sold the rights to The Crow. It was bought by Samuel Hadia, a producer. He was a producer on the Resident Evil movies and the Silent Hill franchises. He has partnered with Highland Film Group and Electric Shadow to get The Crow going again. Highland will handle international sales, and Electric Shadow will produce alongside of Hadia and fucking Ed Pressman. If they get rid of Ed Pressman, this series could turn into something. As long as he's a part of it, I have no fucking hope for it. No word on if Jason Momoa is still involved or if he is gone, but probably gone. Vince, the Stargate reboot movie has been canceled. Emilia Clarke, also known as Smoking Hot Dragon Lady from Game of Thrones, has joined the Han Solo movie. Where she will be joining, what's his name, as Lando. Oh, what the fuck's his name? I can't remember his name now.
Glover?
Yeah.
Donald Glover.
Yep, that's it. So, Smoking Hot Dragon Lady will be in a Star Wars movie.
Her name will be Han Job.
I hope. This next story is, or little thing, is actually good news. David Leitch, who directed John Wick, will be the director for Deadpool 2. So that's good. I love John Wick. Like Deadpool. I hope it's a good mash. Simon McQuaid will direct the Mortal Kombat reboot. Apparently this will be his first movie. He's done a bunch of commercials. Okay. Vince, you're going to make a weird sound at this one. Not that one. Rachel Lee Goldenberg, what a name, who apparently does stuff for the Funny or Die website, is going to direct a reboot of Valley Girl.
Why?
There it is. Why? There it is. I have no idea.
That makes me sad.
One of Nicolas Cage's better movies.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What about Raising Arizona?
I said better movies. I didn't say one of his best movies. Because nothing he does has been horrible. Ghost Rider 2. All right. AMC theaters are considering flexible pricing for movies. Oh, this is going to be bad. Where smaller budget movies would be cheaper, but your blockbusters, the ticket would be more. So instead of your standard kind of flat fee, you know, if you want to go see Rogue One or something, you're probably going to get charged time and a half for the ticket. But you want to go see, you know, Brown Bunny or something, you're going to be paying half price. So that's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Will Brown Bunny be in theaters?
I hope. It won't be. It's on my iPad, but that's a different story. Okay, you both have the little kids.
Yep.
This next story, if done right, and I think they got the right guy to do it, is going to be huge. And it's kind of geared towards a younger audience. But parents can also enjoy it. Mark Osborne, who directed Kung Fu Panda, is going to direct an adaptation of the comic book series Bone.
Holy shit.
So cool. We're getting Bone movies. That could be absolutely huge. Could look at possible franchise. It could easily be a $1 billion series. So that's really good news. Now let's get into really horrible news, because everybody loves that, don't they?
No.
All right, Gwen Ifill from PBS. She was the black news lady on PBS. She died from cancer this last week. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Ugly Betty actress Lisa Lynn Masters died. She was 52. She was found dead in her hotel room in Peru following apparent suicide. Let's see. She was in town to take part in a modeling event and apparently hanged herself with a skirt.
Because Trump won.
We don't know that's why.
We can only hope.
We can surprise me. The father of Kansas City Chiefs long snapper James Winchester was killed Tuesday in a shooting at Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City. The shooter was found later dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. No, I couldn't find any motive for the shooting. Maybe they haven't released anything, but I couldn't find anything, and that's just fucking horrible. Apparently tomorrow... What is that sound?
A car just went by my house.
Wow, sounded like a tank. Okay, tomorrow on Monday Night Football, you're going to get the Houston Texans versus the Oakland Raiders. They are still the Oakland Raiders, right? Yeah, because the Rams. Okay. But the Houston Texan players have been advised in a memo from the NFL. The game is being played in Mexico City, by the way. But they have been advised in a memo from the NFL and by the team, do not leave the hotel. Do not order room service. Do not leave the hotel. It was followed by a line advising players to leave all expensive jewelry at home, not to bring large sums of money, and not to use ATMs. Eat all meals in the meal room. Do not order room service. Do not eat outside of the team meal room. The Raiders did not receive such a memo. So really, the NFL is like, yeah, the Raiders, they're fine. The Texans, though, you guys need help.
In Mexico City.
Yeah, apparently this is the first time they've been to Mexico City for years. This is kind of how they also play games in London. Trying to spread the greatness of the No Fun League.
Yeah, there's a place affiliated with where I work down in Mexico, and some of the people that have been there, they get told not to leave their hotel rooms unless they're with an armed guard.
Yeah. And now we see why all the celebrities, air quote, wanted to go to Canada, not Mexico.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that, we're not going to get into illegals. All right. And now back to more sad news. Sharon Jones from the Dap Kings passed away from cancer this week. She was 63. I think that sounds right. She was a singer. Let's see. I have a little couple of wrestling things. This one is... It's been just a fucking sad week. You remember the wrestler Big Van Vader?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he took to Twitter and wrote, told by two heart doctors at this time that my heart is wore out from football and wrestling. I have 2 years to live, congestive heart failure. That's just fucking sad. So, good luck to Vader. If it's true, it could be a plea for help or something. Who knows? But if it's true, that's horribly sad. Do you guys, since you haven't watched wrestling in a long, long time, do you remember the Rock and Roll Express?
No.
Tag team really. From when we were kids?
No.
Well, for those listeners that do know who the Rock and Roll Express is, They will be appearing in TNA's tag team Apocalypto match with Matt Hardy, with broken Matt Hardy. So apparently they filmed this at Hardy's compound in North Carolina. It was a closed set, so not a lot is going to like escape about what happens and who's all in it. But it did get out that the Rock and Roll Express are going to be a part of it. Next thing I have, and I posted this little video on the Facebook group, Kane has come under fire online for statements made when he and Dolph Ziggler appeared on Fox News and was asked about the protest riots. Did you see the video?
Nope.
I didn't either.
Awesome. Basically, Kane's a big libertarian, and Ziggler's kind of conservative. And basically said, look, quit being stupid. Quit rioting. Talk to the other side. You know, be a good person. Kind of like what you hear on a certain podcast.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to agree with them, but quit tearing your own stuff up. That's dumb.
Quit being a dumbass.
So apparently people on Twitter have been, well, you're a racist, and you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. Same shit, different day. Let's see. NXT was last night with their TakeOver Toronto event. You had the return of Mickie James. She lost to Asuka, so Asuka's still the champ. You had Samoa Joe beat Shinsuke Nakamura to become the champ again.
Did you say Shitskin Nakamura?
Shinsuke, but thanks for playing.
Okay.
Shitskin.
Sorry.
Which is I like weird, it better.
Which is weird because he's really pale. He's like an albino Asian.
That's not good.
No, but the best match last night, in my opinion, and probably one of the best matches I've seen in years, was the 2 out of 3 falls Revival versus DIY for the tag belts. DIY won. Later, one of the guys from the Revival tweeted out that it's been fun, fueling speculation that they will be headed to SmackDown. So, all right. Tonight is the, I don't know, annual Survivor Series. So I sent everybody the link. It is time for Survivor Series picks. If everybody would scroll down to Purple Belt versus the Masked Guy. About halfway down your page, gentlemen.
Oh, I'm going with Masked Guy.
Yep. That's the pick. Because if Masked Guy wins, then the Cruiserweight Championship and all the Cruiserweights will be headed to SmackDown. They are taping a new Cruiserweight-only show for the network, and it will be taped alongside SmackDown, so they kind of spoiled how that one's going to go. Masked Guy wins. We will scroll up to the next match is Miz versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. If Sami Zayn wins, the belt goes to Raw. So, who you picking and why?
Ginger.
You always pick the ginger.
Yeah.
I can't fault you for it. I don't think he'll win. I'm going with Miz. Short, are you picking?
Yeah, I'll go with the guy in the hat.
So two gingers against me. All right. Kind of sums up my life. All right, the next one is the gigantic five-team tag team Survivor Series elimination match. Once a member of a team has been pinned, the entire team is gone. So once one team is all eliminated, then the other team wins. Who you picking? What team?
Is it the top is a team and the bottom is a team?
Take them in half. Go New Day and up, and then over to the left is a team. Oh, okay. And then Rhino and the other champs up and over to the right are a team. So left side versus right side. Oh, I might as well say who the fucking people are in it. Starting in your upper left, that is the Shining Stars. You have Ultra Vince and Cesaro, Anderson and Gallows, Enzo and Big Cass, and the New Day. taking on Rhino and Heath Slater, Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley, The Usos, American Alpha, and Breezango.
I'm going to go with the left side.
Whatever side the black people are on.
Ah, but you can't say that this time. Because technically there is a black guy on the other team and two Samoans.
Oh, God damn it.
But the New Day side, you have the New Day and you have two Puerto Ricans.
Okay, the New Day side.
All right. That's kind of, 'cause, yeah, they have Ultra Vents and Puerto Ricans. And
they look very diverse.
They are, yeah. They are the UN team. Who would win in a fight, Puerto Ricans or Samoans?
Puerto Ricans.
You think so? They
stab
them?
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going with that, yeah. Yeah, I kind of, all right. Yeah, I'm going New Day side too. All right, so we'll go up. This is the 5-on-5 women's elimination match. Team Raw is Nia Jax, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Bayley, and Alicia Fox, who looks really Asian in that pic. It's really weird. Taking on the team of Carmella, the women's champ from SmackDown, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Alexa Bliss, and Naomi. No, I do not know why. One team captain is a women's champ, and the other team captain is not the women's champ. So, which of the bitches you taking?
The side that what's-his-name's daughter's not on.
Okay, so you're going for the SmackDown side.
Yeah.
The Bella side.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll go with the left side.
So you're going Team Raw. I don't know how this is going to... Yeah, I got to go Raw. Unless they start fighting against each other. Yeah, I got to go Raw.
So and I'm hoping there's going to be a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, there is a Bella in this match. And her Bella twins will probably pop out. So
yay!
Speaking of that, Total Bellas has been renewed for season 2. Instead of them living at John Cena's house this next season, they will be living at Bryan Danielson's house. Or Daniel Bryan, sorry. So, poor Bryan has looked like he wanted to kill himself living at Cena's house. Alright, so we keep going up to Raw versus SmackDown 5-on-5 elimination match. Team Raw is Brown Snowman, Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, and Kevin Owens versus Team SmackDown's AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, for some reason Shane McMahon, Bray Wyatt, or Randy Orton. Who are you picking?
I'm going left side. I hate Shane McMahon.
Yeah, putting him in just, unless it advances a story, is bad booking. Vince?
Right side.
Oh, you're going for the Shane McMahon side.
Yeah.
I would also say it has the longer beard, but then you have fucking Strowman on the other side, and those beards are about the same.
Yeah, but Greasy's on that side, so.
Yeah, that's true. Greasy is on that side. That's Dean Ambrose for listeners at home.
Yeah.
Not Roman Reigns.
Well, the left side, they got a couple Greasy motherfuckers in there.
Yeah, that would be Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Apparently, you have to be watered down unless you're a champ, so. Oh, man, something's going to happen out of this that leads to WrestleMania. The winner of this needs to be AJ Styles, so I will go Team Greasy Bastards, Team SmackDown. All right, that takes us to what should be the main event, probably. Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. Who are you picking and why?
Goldberg.
Yeah, I'm going Goldberg. Is a comeback type thing.
Yeah, but I can see why you'd think he'd win. But Brock hasn't lost since he came back. Or hasn't been pinned since he came back.
And they look like they're singing.
Yeah, that's a bad picture. And I think Goldberg's just a one-shot deal. So I'm going to go... Something's going to happen in this match. Something funny. Goldberg may win if there's, like, interference. You know, some shit like that. But no interference, I'm going with Brock. So, all right, that's our Survivor Series picks. Do you guys have anything else to add to the first half of the show?
I have a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
Leon Russell, he's a session musician. He died at 74 in his sleep in his Nashville home. He was famous for working with Rolling Stones, George Harrison, Willie Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Doris Day, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Beach Boys, Elton John. Just, he's a iconic, pretty much.
It was all over the news down here.
I'm sure.
It would be like if Mellencamp died up there. It's a big deal down here.
Yeah, and the other thing I have, the presidents of the United States of America broke up.
What?
Yeah. The band that did the Peaches song.
I was going to say, no more peaches.
They ran out of peaches.
Damn, there's, you, global warming.
There's some speculation that it was about who was elected president.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. They said, thanks for all the singing and clapping and happy times, and we love you.
Vince, now they're taking apart our favorite bands. What's going on?
They're not my favorite band.
but Lump.
But yeah, Lump and Peaches. That was it.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations. Did they win a Grammy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well,
type.
Yeah, fuckers.
That's all I got.
Go back to Seattle, hippie. Hello?
No, they did not win a Grammy.
Oh.
It was nominated.
Oh.
Peaches was nominated, but they did not win a Grammy.
Well, it was back in 1993 when there was actually good music around, so.
Was that 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in 96, Peaches came out because me and a couple friends got lost in a very dark area of Indianapolis where the only thing lining the sides of the streets were Cadillac Escalades.
Ah, I know what you're talking about.
And there was a church, or not a church's chicken, but a like homemade chicken place. And
oh, yeah.
We were in a blazer, and if you didn't think a blazer could turn on a fucking dime in the middle of a one-way street, you're wrong. But you know. All right, Vince, you got anything?
No, I got nothing.
Well, I think it's time for Song of the Week.
Oh, my goodness.
And we seem to have a tradition on this show since it is upcoming Thanksgiving. And you know us. There is only one song that sums up our admiration for Thanksgiving.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Vince, would you play Run to the Hills?
10-4, El Capitan.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Game. it's Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Newman, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Before we get into listener questions this week, Mr. Short, the Metallica record just came out.
It did.
What is your review, since you are a Metallica fan?
I am a lifelong Metallica fan. I was waiting for comments from the peanut gallery over there.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I feel so free. He's sick today, so...
No. Thank God for illness.
Jesus Christ. Goddamn kids.
Yeah. Coughing in my fucking mouth.
Gave me the hiv.
Anyway, I got the deluxe edition of Hardwired, and so far I love it. All the new tracks are great. My favorites are Now That We're Dead, listening to it.
Is that the ode to Lars's drumming ability?
Probably.
Vince was sick, so I had to.
But that was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was. One of my favorite, my other favorite tracks is Hardwired, and Spit Out the Bone is a good track too. The mix is actually a little heavy on the drums.
Really?
Yeah. If you listen to the whole CD, I was listening to it in my car, and like the snare drum sounds like I can just hear Lars in my fucking ear when they're, you know. I can just hear their conversation. Can you turn that up a little bit? I can't hear it. Can you turn that up?
Turn my headphones up. Yeah.
I think we need to turn up the snare a little bit. Like, yeah. And the deluxe edition came with a bunch of live tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I could really do without those. I'm not big on the live stuff. They had Hardwired, the title track live was okay, but they did some old stuff live. And I'm not big on listening to live stuff. I do like watching live stuff, like right. The videos or whatever.
Yeah.
But like listening to it on a CD or on MP3s or whatever, I just don't like listening to live stuff.
So what is your short rating for the new Metallica record?
If you're a big Metallica fan, get the deluxe version if you like the live stuff. But if you don't like the live stuff and you're not a huge Metallica fan, just get the regular version.
So, 4 stars, 3 stars, 5 stars. Where are you going here?
I'm going 4.5.
Four and a half.
Yeah, it's a good record. It's not Master of Puppets, but it's also
not Saint Anger.
It's not Saint Anger. Yeah, it's middle ground. It's good.
It's good. Well, that's all we were hoping for was good. So,
and the videos, they re-release videos for all the new tracks, and they're all pretty good. The one for Atlas Rise is like a behind the scenes look at recording.
Okay.
So, but you have to see Lars's stupid face the whole video. But
he does make some weird contortionist face.
And he has these fucking headphones, and he puts this fucking sweatband around his headphones. He looks stupid.
Isn't he Dutch or something like that? That's explain a lot.
Crazy Dutch bastards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Bye. All right. New Metallica is a buy.
Oh, and Lamb of God put out a new CD too. Well, it's a new EP. So it's only got 2 new tracks on it, and then 3 live tracks. It's only a 5 track EP.
That's good as well.
Yeah, it's the Duke.
Oh, is that the Duke one?
Yeah, I talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, I like that song. So, all right. So that was Mr. Short's music review, and we will get into our top 10 list this week. Shocking TV reveals. This was kind of a difficult one.
It was
time, and I did put the. I asked on our Facebook group for what some of our listeners' picks would be, and we will get to those after we give our list. Some of theirs made my list, but some of them didn't. Some people came up with some really good ones. So
yeah.
But, all right, we will start off. What is your number 10, Mr. Short?
It's on The Simpsons. Nedna. It's where Ned and Edna were a couple. And the end of one season, they wanted people to vote whether they stayed together or not.
Oh.
And they did in the season. And then... Well, the season coming back, they stayed together. Then they ended up breaking up anyway.
Oh, of course. So your votes didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, okay. Vince, you're number 10, sir.
The episode where Henry Blake died.
Oh, fucker, higher on my list. Yeah, that's on MASH. And that was also a listener. That was one of the listener ones as well.
That was the plane crash, right?
Yeah.
Plane or helicopter, yeah. And then Radar had to announce it, and yeah, that's just that's a heart-wrenching episode. For my number 10, I had to throw a wrestling one in here. I couldn't choose between Vince McMahon as the higher power or Hulk Hogan as the third man for the NWO. So, either one of those. So,
nice.
Number 9, Mr. Short.
Ross says Rachel at his wedding.
Oh, yeah, that was her friends used to be big.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing.
And then he went ahead and married the other bitch.
Yeah. Well, fuck, I'm already here. Vince, you're number 9.
Saint Elsewhere was some autistic kid's wet dream.
Fuck, I didn't have that one. God damn it, yes.
Yeah.
And that's not making fun of. It was literally an autistic kid's dream about a freaking snow globe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. But not as good as my number 9. Vince, you will know this one immediately. I am Locutus of Borg. When Captain Picard becomes Locutus, that reveal scared the shit out of me as a youngin. I was like, wait, what, huh? they didn't do this shit to Kirk.
What happened?
What happened? All right. Number 8.
The Reverse Flash.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was some shit.
Are you
professor?
Yeah, I know.
Are you that far up, Vince?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's the professor, but it's not the professor.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Damn you, Flash, and your timeline weirdness.
Yeah.
But, all right, number eight.
Eric Cartman's dad is his mom.
Ah. Yeah. That was one of the biggest cop-outs, yeah. My number eight, the ending of Roseanne, where you learn that Dan died and the whole last season was made up because she was writing a book.
Yeah, that's higher on my list.
What a cop-out. But not surprising. All right. Number seven.
Dexter's brother is the ice truck killer.
Oh. Yeah. God. Dexter had some fantastic writing and some really, really good twists.
I didn't watch the whole series, but I did watch the ice truck killer ones. Mm-hmm. That was fucked up.
Yeah, that one was. Vince, we are up to you for number seven.
Oh, shit. Zoom?
Oh, yeah.
Was Jay.
Yep. I guess we kind of should have put spoiler alert at the beginning of this. Oops.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
But, yeah, the Zoom thing was... we told you. we didn't want to spoil that one for you. But, okay, my number seven was the death of Henry Blake on MASH. We already talked about. Number six.
I had the Roseanne lottery thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a crock of shit.
What you got there, Vince?
Oh, God damn it. That's a great question.
Number six.
Yeah, I know. When what's his name from Friday Night Lights killed Todd.
Oh, yeah. I was a big Friday Night Lights fan, and that was just not right. But yeah, that was a shocking moment for sure.
Oh, shit.
My number six. All I got to do is say two words. Bobby Ewing.
That motherfucker.
Patrick Duffy is Aquaman. Yeah, the whole shower thing, and it's a dream. And was that the original that the show was a dream?
Type of thing? That's higher on my list.
Or did they? Okay, but yeah, Bobby Ewing.
Yeah.
All right, number five, Mr. Short.
This one's added by my daughter. Sam loves Freddy on iCarly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
was like a two episode thing where they revealed that Sam isn't really in love with Freddy and she kissed him on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay. You have the kids. All right. Number five, Vince.
When Geraldo Rivera tried to find Al Capone's car.
The vault?
Yes.
There's just a note in here. It says, fuck you. It's weird. They hyped that. God, I remember they hyped the hell out of that.
I can't believe that guy didn't get beat up more. I know he got beat up, but...
yeah, he did. All right. My number five. Okay, Vince, I think I have now the original dream sequence ending thing.
Because
This is Newhart.
You fucker.
Yeah, where the ending was a dream. And he wakes up and he's back in bed with Suzanne Plachette. Was that her last name?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the original Bob Newhart show. So that was a fantastic reveal. All right. Number four.
My number four, the Alf ending.
You fuckers.
Or the ending that's not really an ending? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the government took him away.
Yeah. They should have done an Easter egg on X-Files.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Like, you know, Mulder breaks into like the government facility and there's the body of Alf laid open.
Just the cutting cats out of his stomach.
The doctor's name's Willie. It'd just be great.
Yeah, he's fucking kids.
Yeah, that's legit. So he
show his little feet wiggling.
Willie needs executed.
That's funny.
That's sad.
All right. Vince, you're number four,
My number four was Newhart.
Yeah. Sorry, I took your thunder.
You prick.
My number four, I know this is not on either one of your lists, but it is the reveal of Peter's origin in the season one finale of Fringe, where you find out that he is from the other universe. The actual Peter died as a child, and the dad went to the other universe and brought this Peter over and raised him. So yep. That takes us to number three.
Ward is Hydra.
Oh, that's that. I knew it was one of them. I didn't think it was going to be him.
I didn't either. He was such a dick, too.
Yeah. But that was a really good... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did really well with that.
Yeah. All right.
Vince, you're number three, sir.
Goddamn Alf.
Oh. All right. My number three. We're going back to Dexter. But this is where Dexter found Rita dead in the bathtub in the season four finale.
Oh, yeah.
Where he had just gotten rid of John Lithgow as the Trinity Killer.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, all right, we're happy. We're going to go back to, you know, he goes in, hears the baby crying. The baby's sitting in a pool of blood in the bathroom, and Rita's dead in the tub.
Yes.
John Lithgow's character had killed her.
Yeah. That's another episode that I watched. John Lithgow did such a good job on that show.
He was absolutely frightening. And yeah. It's a crime he didn't win an award. So.
Oh my.
All right, Vince, number three.
Number three. No, number two, isn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
And I'm back.
And you're back. What number are we on?
Yeah, it's me for number two, isn't it?
Yes, because Hillbilly Internet just kicked out. So
okay.
You for number two, Mr. Short.
Porn Stash comes back on Orange is the New Black. He got fired.
Yeah.
And then he came back. I think it was season three when he came back. And yeah, it was fucked up.
Okay. Vince, you're number two.
The OJ verdict.
I had that as an honorable mention, but yes. Yeah. That was a shocking reveal.
Oh. Shocked a bunch of people so bad they started a riot.
Yeah, throwing bricks at white people. My number two, and this is where I get really nerdy, the identities of the final five Cylons on Battlestar Galactica. I'm probably the only one that even remembers that, but that's my number two.
So,
number one, Mr. Short.
I think we all know what my number one is.
Yep.
Maggie shot Mr. Burns.
Of course.
That was such a big thing.
Oh, it was as big as the one they ripped it off from.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was huge.
Yeah.
And apparently she's a really good shot, as we find out in later episodes.
Yeah.
Scary good. But Vince, your number one, sir.
My number one is where Hawkeye Pierce realizes finally that the lady didn't kill a chicken.
She killed her baby. Stop. That episode still bothers me.
Yeah.
God. Great acting, great writing, but God almighty.
Yeah.
That was just crazy. All right, my number one, we're going to Doctor Who. It could have been a lot of things. But in the episode, The Name of the Doctor, where at the very end it says, introducing John Hurt as the Doctor, where you get the real War Doctor. That was a giant, that was the most shocking thing I've ever seen on TV. I didn't think they would do that. All right, let's go through the listeners submitted. We had Bobby Ewing. We had Who Shot JR? Al Capone's Vault. Colonel Blake's Helicopter Crash. When Urkel Shit in the Community Pool.
What? I don't remember that one.
I'll give you one guess as to who put that.
Tony.
There you go.
You crazy bastard.
Ellen coming out on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and nobody cared. let's see. Dan Connor tossing Becky salad while DJ jerked him off and Jackie walked in on him.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I saw that on Facebook. That was the
Roseanne Aristocrats episode, which may or may not have really happened. We had somebody said the episode of Newhart, Trump becoming president, was followed by Brexit. Cartman's father being revealed as Scott Tenorman's father. Not his father was not actually the mom. Scott Tenorman was also the kid that Cartman fed his parents to him. If you remember that.
Yeah.
So technically, Cartman killed his own father and fed it to his half-brother. Yay, South Park. we had Wendy beating the shit out of Cartman during breast cancer show ever. Let's see. Dan and Roseanne. The gun episode of Family Matters where Laura's threatened by a girl gang and one of her friends gets shot over some shoes. That was one of those very special episodes that ABC used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the very special episode of Different Strokes with the bicycle guy, if you remember that, if you're old like me and Vince.
I remember Dana Plato throwing her up. She'd eat a bunch and then throw it back up because she was bulimic or something.
Yeah, did you ever see her movies, by the way, Lett? Not the puking, but the other thing she did?
Nope.
Yeah, they're not good. See, the last one was Laura wanting petition for Black History class in school and getting the N-word sprayed on her locker because of it. So that was another very special episode of Family Matters. So those were our top 10 shocking TV reveals. It is now time for listener questions, and we have a lot of new listeners to the show. Thank you very much. And they are sending in questions, which we greatly appreciate. So let's start off with, in trying to send funnier questions, here is one. Does Bigfoot have a normal dick like a human or more like a Red Rocket dog thing?
Yeah, he's been clipped.
Yeah. So Bigfoot, not the Jew. So,
boy,
or the Jew, not the Greek, right? Is that right. How it is? Where?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say it's like a Red Rocket dog thing.
Probably. We need the lesbian scientist from Finding Bigfoot to answer that question.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah. Come on. All right. Next question. What do you think about The Rock being named Sexiest Man Alive?
It's a lie.
It's a lie. Who would you have picked?
That's a trick question.
Yes, it is. Thanks. You're starting to catch on.
I would have picked Justin Anderson.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Do they ever do Sexiest Woman Alive? Or is they just do the men?
I think they do something like that.
I was going to say, if they just do one, then that's horribly sexist, right? So, just saying, you know.
Yeah, but if they pick the women, then they'll say that you're objectifying women or whatever.
Well, of course, that's, you know.
Because America's a giant double standard.
Yes, America is a giant double standard. All right, next question. What is your earliest memory with porn?
Jeez, I know who answered or asked this question.
Yeah.
I found a porn in my brother's drawer. It was a VHS, and it was strange.
And it was strange.
Dogs and midgets.
I kind of figured that's where you were going to go with this. That's your earliest memory? Not your best memory, your earliest memory.
Jeez, nothing?
What?
Hello?
Oh, you there?
I'm here.
All right. So all last thing I heard from you was dogs and midgets.
Yeah, nothing. I was like, that's the earliest thing.
Yeah, that we didn't say your best. We wanted your earliest.
Oh, I think I found one in a ditch, a Playboy or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think mine was either like a Playboy or it was Ilsa. So if you want to count that porn. But probably a Playboy. All right. Next question. When you're in a public bathroom and you have the volcano shits, do you hold it in till the walkout or let the puppy go?
Hell no, man. I play battle shits. I don't give a fuck who's in there.
I let that motherfucker go.
Yeah, you can't hold that in.
No.
What are some unwritten rules of bathroom etiquette? I think the courtesy flush, that's an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Not everybody follows it, and they really should.
Don't fucking talk to me at the urinal.
Yes. Don't meet gays. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Eyes straight ahead.
Meet gazer.
If at all possible, the one-away rule.
Yes.
If there's enough urinals, you put one in between.
Yep. Don't wipe shit on the walls when you're done.
Well, yeah, that's
a that big might one. Be that might be a Walmart rule that's never followed.
They should probably post that in the bathroom.
Yeah, please don't wipe shit on the walls.
But they do post, don't forget your kids on the going outdoor.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a great shit. Anybody seen my kid? Yeah, come on. All right, next question. What are your thoughts on VR porn? Say you have it going to, and you're going to town and somebody sneaks in. How do you know they're there?
Oh, fuck. Because, I
have wondered this question myself because I've seen like people with the headsets on like playing games and stuff and they just you're oblivious to everything and they are falling over and shit and it's hilarious, but if you take this to porn, this could be really weird.
Yeah.
Venture the tech guy, what you got here?
I'm scared to even think about it. I mean, it just opens up a huge amount of bullshit.
Yeah. It could
be bad.
It could be bad, yes. But it could also be hilarious.
Yeah. That would be terrible.
That would be, yeah. Okay. Our next question. What would be the worst song to hear as you walk into a strip club?
The Crying Game?
Oh, it's this type of club, and turn and leave. If I wanted to see dangly bits, I'd look in the mirror. No, I'm leaving.
I think the best one we came up with at work was "Dude Looks Like a Lady."
Yeah, that would be bad.
Or detachable penis.
I don't know that. Yeah, I think "Dude Looks Like a Lady" would probably just be terrible. That's a good answer. I think that I would go with that. Vince.
Uh oh.
What do people in China call their good plates?
I don't know.
It's. Would you, honey, would you get the Hears band from? I don't know. That's a
legitimate question.
And we don't know Chinese people. Do we?
I know the answer.
What is the answer?
The reason we call them China is because it's made out of a certain kind of Chinese ceramic. And in China, they call it. It's some Chinese word, and then ceramic.
They use Chinese words in China?
Yeah. I don't remember the Chinese word, is what I'm saying. It's something, ha ha ha, Chinese, ceramic.
It's the most racist thing I've heard all day.
I was going to say, did you throw a fork down the steps to name your kid? What the
Jesus
hell here?
Christ.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what they call them. They call them, ha ha ha, ceramic.
Holy crap.
Oh, okay. Chinese people listen to this.
No, I don't think we've ever had a Chinese download, so if we get a bunch, we're in trouble.
They're communist anyway.
Yeah, there's like two computers. All right, next question. On the subject of TV shows and movies and whether they would fly today or not, how about Roseanne? Would a show like Roseanne get made today?
Well, yeah, it's anti-male. Of course it would.
Yeah, I think you're strong, single mother, blue collar. Yeah, I think it would. Yeah, I think you could get it made today.
Yeah, it would. It'd probably be dumbed down a little bit, if at all possible.
Yeah, but yeah, I think they could. Wouldn't be surprised if they do it, to be honest with you, because
they'd probably have like black friends or something.
Oh, it'd probably be a single black parent or a single Latina parent, and yeah. Tyler Perry presents.
Oh. No, don't give him any fucking ideas. No.
Okay, next question. Speaking of old shows, do you watch any of the networks like LAP or MeTV? If so, what do you watch? The correct answer is yes, and Comet. Thank God for the Comet channel.
Yeah, Comet's cool.
That is the... it's basically reruns of Stargate and Outer Limits, but it's great.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Which one shows the guy from Chicago, Svengoolie? What channel shows Svengoolie? Is that Comet?
That's 13.3. Well, whatever.
So that's MeTV.
Yes.
Or Antenna TV. It's one of those.
Yes.
But, yeah. Whichever one shows Svengoolie, I watch that sometimes, too. So, okay. What are your thoughts on man buns?
I don't like it.
It's stupid.
Now, I had to get clarification about this question, because I wasn't sure if they were talking hair or butts. And the clarification of the question was, yep. So take it from whichever way you want to go. I could care less, really, about other people's hair unless it's just insanely stupid, but it's probably not a good look for a guy.
No.
So, all right, next question. What are your thoughts about the Mexican driver that won the Xfinity Cup at NASCAR? Good for him?
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's here legally, he's really good at his job, and he won. Nothing against him. So, that takes us to our next question. Here we go. What do you guys think about Pence and the Hamilton thing?
yeah. I don't.
So, for those that don't know, Pence and I guess his family. Was it his family there too? I don't know. Probably. They went to go see Hamilton in New York. Hamilton, the play that, yeah. And when he was being showed to his seat, a lot of the crowd started to boo. A couple of them cheered. And during the show or at the end of the show or something, the guy that plays Aaron Burr came out and basically, you know, tried to give him a lecture about how, you know, how he should govern or just some shit. And, you know, Pence kind of left. So, I mean, he heard some of it, but he was leaving as the guy started talking. I think it was a really classless thing to do.
Yep.
You know, I mean, even, what's the guy that plays guitar for Springsteen?
Steve. Oh, yeah.
Shit. Van Zant.
Yeah, Van Zant.
Stevie Van Zant, who is, you know, not a Republican, he came out and said that, look, you bullied the guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, he goes, I'm not supporting him or his views in any way, but you're a bully. And I did see last night that, that happened on, what was that, Friday night or something like that. Well, the next night, there was a pro-Trump Pence flash mob outside the theater where Hamilton was. And I'm like, this shit's just never going to end.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's, you know, you had a way to speak your mind. You have social media. You have all these things. You don't single somebody out in a crowd.
Yeah, especially to tell them how to do their job.
Yeah. You don't want a heckler doing that to you.
Yeah.
The heckler would be thrown out. So why do you think it's okay for you to do it? And I understand First Amendment. Trust me, we support the First Amendment in all its ways. But there's a classy way and a shitty way.
Plus, he's there to support you.
Yeah.
He's at the play watching you, enjoying the play.
You made money.
Yeah. And you're going to berate him and tell him how to do his job. You don't know how to do his fucking job.
Yeah. So.
Stand up there with your fancy pants and dance, motherfucker.
And it has come out that the people behind Hamilton, the musical, are currently under investigation for breaking some New York human rights law because they put out a casting call and they specified no whites, which apparently breaks some New York law against discrimination. So now they're under investigation for being racist, which is fucking hilarious.
No whites.
Yeah. It actually said non-whites.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they didn't bastardize, you know, American history to make this show anyway, but that's a whole nother story.
I was going to say, is it the play about Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah, which is weird because, you know, the guy that came up with the Electoral College. Where do I know facts and history? But, yeah, just, it's going to get worse. I know it's going to get worse, which leads to the next question. What do you guys think about Facebook and Twitter cracking down on, quote, offensive people and alt-right people? A lot of people are getting suspended, are getting kicked off, and getting shadow banned on both of these things. What do you think about it?
Don't use it.
Yeah. I mean, I got shadow banned for a little bit on Twitter. Where all they would put that it wouldn't let me tweet anything. It would say that we believe this tweet is spam. Please try again later. Try to link to a news site. We believe this is spam. So they're not letting, they're doing it that way. I think I couldn't post anything for like 6 hours. Which, you know, that's like maybe 2 tweets to me, but. But yeah, I know quite a few people on Facebook that have been kicked off or what they send Facebook jail or some shit like that. For posting conservative ideas and values. You wouldn't do it if it was the other way. Or yeah. Can you imagine the outrage if it was a conservative-owned website or app? And they were cracking down on, you know, Al Sharpton's free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine the backlash?
That's what I was about to say, or something close to it. Like, they don't ban the Black Lives Matter and all those people.
Right.
Like, those people openly get on there and say, kill white people.
Yeah.
But exterminate white people.
You try to send a link from Breitbart and you're, you know, banned.
Yeah, wow. And we get on there and say, all lives matter. And they're like, oh, this is hate speech.
Yeah, that's hate speech. So.
No, I just feel like everybody is equal to a point.
Yeah, if you're good people, I'm with you. If you're not, well, then to hell with you. Real simple. All right, let's go to the... I got sent this story. And the only thing that I got sent with it was a what the fuck and a question mark. So you know it's going to be good. Vince, get ready.
All right.
Facing a huge backlog of cases, prosecutors in Portland on Monday, this is after we recorded last week, dropped the more serious charges against more than 100 protesters, air quote, who have been arrested in the city since Donald Trump was elected president, but nearly all of the more than 100 people were arrested on charges such as attempted assault on a peace officer and disorderly conduct. They will instead receive traffic citations for failing to obey a police officer. Let's see, according to a joint statement from Portland Police and something County District Attorney's Office, the offense is punishable by a fine of up to $1,000. The statement said that, quote, sheer number of arrests during protests over the last several days have been an exceptional event, which leads to Greg McClevey, a protest organizer in Portland and head of an anti-Trump group called Portland's Resistance, told the news that local protesters are trying to coordinate with counterparts in New York, Washington, Austin, Oakland, Boston, and several other cities. Quote, we're going to go national where we're all organizing together. Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to stop it if you're just giving them traffic citations.
Yeah, well, they got rid of the, hold on, let me scroll up here. They got rid of the assault, attempted assault on a cop, and just made it down to failing to obey.
That's stupid.
How do you think the cops feel?
That's, I don't know how to put it. It's pretty much saying it's okay to be violent against police officers.
Yeah, it's okay to riot. You'll just get a little ticket. Exactly. I don't know what that was, but it scared me.
There was a TIE fighter, and there's another one.
Awesome. But, yeah. So now, and Obama came out and said that he's okay with the protesting, and that they shouldn't stop. And I'm like, well, now you got them saying that they're going to go nationwide. And you're saying it's okay, and then this is giving them the signal that it's okay to riot. So you're going to have riots across the country, like somebody said on a podcast months ago. Vince, you talking now.
I got nothing.
Well, you are just dying from the cold, aren't you?
I got nothing. It's whatever. It's coming.
Yeah. I think that is the most truthful statement anybody can say. Something bad's coming.
Yeah.
And that's not good. Just be safe and download our show and tell your friends. But, yeah, it's... Man, I don't know. That's some just bad stuff. I mean, I understand protesting. And that's fine. You can march. You can do whatever. One, don't block the fucking roads. Okay? Yeah. That's a public safety issue, because I did see a thing on Facebook where a guy was trying to, or a nurse put it, or no, she was an EMT, and she put that she lost a patient because the road was blocked. They couldn't get him to the hospital. They had to drive 45 minutes around to get to the hospital. And so the guy died in the ambulance.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And they're like, explain your little protest to the 4-year-old girl that just lost her dad because you were blocking the road. So one, you can march, you can protest, don't block the road. The second you start rioting and tearing stuff up, you're asking for violence. Because violence is just going to bring more violence, and that's going to snowball and spiral.
They need to crack down on it now, or it's going to get fucking worse.
Yeah. Well, apparently now there is talk of a gigantic protest in Washington to interrupt the inauguration. You're right. It's just going to get... It's going to snowball.
They need to make an example of these smaller protests. Fucking gas them. Do something.
Wow, you came out with a little Vince there. Your Vince is showing.
Well, it's, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just like any other crime. Like, I don't know, any gun crime or anything. They smack people on the hand for gun crimes, and it keeps fucking happening.
Yeah.
People aren't afraid to do that shit.
Right. That's what I've never understood. If you break the law, and this goes to the people, these fucking sanctuary cities, okay? You're harboring criminals. You're saying that it's okay, we are not going to enforce the law.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get to really pick and choose what laws you get to enforce or not. You take that when you take your oath of office. So give me your address, because obviously it's a lawless situation there, and I would like to go to your house and go through your house and see what I'm going to take, because apparently nothing's illegal.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Well, I always go back to Singapore. You remember back in the 90s?
Oh, yes.
Back in the 90s when that kid got fucking caned?
For
vandalism?
Yeah, vandalism.
That country, there's like no crime.
No.
Or there wasn't at the time. I don't know what's going on there now. But like, they punish people.
Yeah.
To the full extent.
Yeah, they will.
Or the people that got their fucking hands cut off back in the...
Well, they still do it in Iran. You still, once you lose your left, or whichever one's your non-dominant hand, they'll cut that one off. You steal again, they cut your other hand off.
Yeah.
You know. I ain't saying that that's right, but I'm saying that there has to be...
Right, there's got to be something.
There has to be a consequence. Or you just get, well, didn't do nothing to me last time, you ain't going to do nothing to me this time. I'm just going to do more.
There's so many repeat offenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think every mayor of one of these sanctuary cities should be brought up on a harboring criminals charge.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if you're not going to enforce a federal law, then you and your city should probably not get any federal funding, period. Cut off the money and see how long that shit lasts before they start rounding up illegals. Money makes the world go round, sadly.
Yeah.
And that's how you get people's attention, either through punishment or money. So, all right, Vince, you still awake?
Mm-hmm.
Barely. You're barely there. I know you're trying.
It sucked. I'm tired of sick kids, goddammit.
Yeah. Well, it is winter now, so.
No, it's not. It's still fall, you son of a bitch. Yes.
Is it?
Yes. We got a few more days. It's like Tuesday or something, officially winter, isn't it?
I don't know.
Or
is it December?
I think it's in December.
I don't fucking know.
It's cold. That's what I know.
Yeah. It snowed yesterday.
Yeah, we don't get snow down here for quite a while, so. Apparently, from what everybody tells me. All right. Well, I think that's it for this week's show. Is it? Is that it? You guys got anything else to... I know Vince is about passed out.
I'm going to go sleep, yeah.
Short, you got anything?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We do have an email. inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is our email. You can send in your suggestions of what you want to see on the show, if you have questions, or you want to just yell at Vince.
Sure.
Send it there. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. That's the fan page. We also have our group that most of our stuff gets posted in. We are on Twitter for now, @inconclusivepod. I am on there personally, @cyborgsumo. We are on everywhere you can get podcasts. Thank you to all the new listeners. Last week was a great episode for us. Make sure you tell your friends. Spread the word. We'll see how many people we can offend.
If you need help finding the podcast, well, I guess you wouldn't need help if you're already listening, but if somebody needs help finding the podcast, tell them to send us a message or something.
Yeah, send them our way. We're pretty much on everywhere you can download a podcast. So, all right. I think that's it for this week. Next week, we are not going to be doing a top 10 list. Instead, I'm kind of breaking this to the guys now. We had a request for a fan casting.
Oh.
Election 2016, the movie.
Oh, my God.
I know who my Trump's going to be. I can't tell you, though.
This is going to be bad.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. His internet is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. Grumble, grumble, hillbilly, fucking hill. Okay.
Do you have a list of people for this?
No, I will come up with it, and I will send it to you guys during the week.
Okay. We'll start working on it Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. So, but yeah, we're going to fan cast the election next week, so that will be interesting. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yep.
So we will not talk to everybody before Thanksgiving. Hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. Be thankful for what you got, at least for however much longer we got it. So, Vince, take us home.
Bye.
Idiot. Keep your stick on the ice.
Oh.